Now, we promised you, and that's actually a perfect setup. We promised you that Mehmet Oz was going to come on with us. He is better known as Dr. Oz of television fame, and he has decided to run for United States Senate as a conservative Republican here in Pennsylvania. And I am very excited and honored to welcome him. Dr. Oz, how are you?
Bob, good to be with you. I noticed reading your resume that we graduated from graduate schools the exact same year at Penn. Congratulations.
How did they turn out two conservatives at Penn at one time? I thought there was a limit.
We're the only survivors. Everyone else got culled.
Dr. Oz graduated from University of Pennsylvania Medical School in 86. I was there. We could have walked past each other. Who knows, right?
We probably did.
Well, pleasure to be reunited again. Dr. Oz, you were here in the area this afternoon in Northeast Pennsylvania. You started your campaigning. I want to start off with sort of the tougher questions or the issues that people are going to use to go after you with. First of all, and it's not that kind of issue. I understand there was a scheduling mishap or whatever you would call it, because you were trying to appear in Wyoming County last night. And remember, you're going to get no favors from our local newspapers here in Northeast Pennsylvania. They're left-wing rags. So expect that. But I understand there was a scheduling snafu that didn't allow you to appear in Wyoming County.
Yeah, I never knew it was on my calendar even. I was actually doing a lot of events across the state, but I was not in Wyoming County. And then I woke up this morning and they were talking about how I skipped out. We have spoken to the GOP party chair. Obviously, I'm going to come to Wyoming County. I'm not far from it right now as I speak to you. And I'll be back to visit with them. We're setting up a different date.
Great. So much ado about nothing. Now, all right, Dr. Oz, you have lived in New Jersey and elsewhere, but you've got Pennsylvania roots. Just talk to me about this carpetbagger charge that some of your opponents are trying to throw at you.
I don't blame them. I take whatever they can use. Unfortunately, carpetbagging is not a great tactic because people care much more about what you stand for than where you're from. But I grew up just outside of Kennett Square, the mushroom capital of the world.
Yes.
You don't say that, you know,
yes.
you don't want to be treated like a mushroom, right? Kept in the dark and fed to door. But my father was on the faculty at Jefferson, practiced medicine for my, you know, my entire childhood growing up. I went to Penn Med, graduated when you did. I went to Wharton Business School as well. Then the most important thing I did in my life happened next. I met and married my wife, Lisa, in Philadelphia, actually in the home that we live in right now. And I did move to New Jersey after having two daughters and in Pennsylvania. And then we had two more kids once, you know, later on. But the truth of my career was all based on doing heart transplants, inventing medical devices. The mecca for this stuff was in New York City. So I was living in New Jersey so I could go to work in the morning and then come back on the weekends to Pennsylvania. And we moved back permanently 2 years ago. To be close to my wife's parents. And we have a beautiful church community we live in called Brynathyn. It's in Montgomery County. My mother-in-law is an ordained minister in the church, and like her grandfather built the church. So it's a pretty cool place.
Well, we are honored that you've chose to run in Pennsylvania. We need great candidates here. Pat Toomey was a pretty good senator, and we need to hold that seat if we're going to have any chance of taking the Senate back off of the Democrats. So we're happy that from this perspective of this show, we are certainly happy to have you wanting to run here in PA. Now, another thing that they brought up, and it was brought up against Donald Trump and obviously had little merit in terms of his performance, but some past support of Democrats.
Well, it's interesting. For 20 years ago, I wrote some small checks to folks that I had a personal connection to, and nothing since then, except I noticed recently that, I don't know, 8-9 years ago, there's some weird dollar amount that was, I guess, something given in kind to a Democrat, which I think must be some swag from the show or a book or, that I wrote or something that I signed that went there. I'm unaware, but I did not write any checks to Democrats in the last 20 years, that's for sure.
All right. And now, let's get to the issues, because that fluff has to be taken care of right off the bat. Now we have. Now, heard my outline of the issues against Joe Biden, but you're running for Senate. What is important to Dr. Oz? Why are you running? Give us the laundry list.
Well, Washington got it wrong. There's no question about that. And they've gotten it wrong in many ways. COVID was a real crisis for this country and showed how incompetent the federal government can be, even when they're trying their hardest. And President Trump did a great job with Operation Warp Speed, but he basically shoved a lot of these ideas past people who were part of the deep bureaucracy. And when they got control again with Biden's inauguration, it started to create more and more problems. And just as an example, the response to every problem with COVID is vaccinate, 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 where any doctor will tell you we have to be able to treat the problem as well. And they're not treating it. We don't have pills, even though they're FDA approved, and it took forever just to get them FDA approved. We haven't made them because the government didn't backstop the companies to make them. We don't have antibody cocktails, life-saving solutions for especially older Americans who get any variant of COVID, and we can't treat them. As a doctor, it's infuriating to me, the gross incompetence. But COVID is just an example. The same thing applies to our mismanagement of the border. And I just went to the Scranton Airport and was looking at the tarmac where these ghost flights are landing in the middle of the night. They've made Pennsylvania into a border state by flying illegal immigrants here that they won't acknowledge are being flown here, and then dumping them in Pennsylvania. And this is, again, because we got a catastrophe at the border, which doesn't mean that you take advantage of everyone along the process. And these changes with how we think about the responsibilities that we have to future generations, where we'll mortgage our future with debt, causing the inflation, the lack of jobs, people in Pennsylvania, everywhere I go say, we can't find people to do the work. These are created because we're paying people not to work. And I think it comes down to values. And the reason I think I'll be a great senator for Pennsylvania is because I'm able to speak boldly and loudly. I've had a megaphone in my hands for many years. I can articulate why these policies don't make sense. But I go at them not with personal insults, but to highlight the fact that your values are misplaced if you think that everyone's a victim. Your values are misplaced if you think the only way that we can be fair in life is for have equality of outcomes instead of giving people the opportunity to compete and prove themselves. That's what gives us personal pleasure. Take jobs as an example. The reason I want you to work is not because I'm mad about it. It's because you'll be miserable if you don't work. Who wants to live their life thinking the only thing they've got to do is get up in the morning and take deep breaths?
We're talking with Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate here in the state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So, doctor, when we go to and we have the aforementioned Dr. Oz with us now, welcome back. Something that I've gotten a lot of texts about, your position on the Second Amendment. It's very important here in Pennsylvania.
It's very important to me. And I've been clear about this, even in environments where they don't want you to be in favor of the Second Amendment. But I am strongly supportive of every law-abiding citizen in this country having the right to own the gun that they desire. And I've spoken about this on my show. It's come up in multiple different settings. By the way, I'm a pretty big hunter. I go up to Tioga, which is, again, not far from where I am. And I've been all over the world, frankly, hunting. I've got a bunch of guns. I've got a concealed carry. My son, who I taught to shoot when he was before he could go to school, goes with me, and it's a huge bonding opportunity. But I'm also appreciative that it's not just about the right to hunt; it's the right to protect ourselves that makes the Second Amendment so important. I'm uncompromising on it, and people who know me know that's not one of the issues that I'm weak on.
Very good. Now, I mentioned before the break about the energy disaster that Biden is creating. It's going to come to fruition over years because of the anti-development attitude and the failure to develop and allow development in federally owned lands. And I just like your thoughts on that.
We have to be energy independent. It is a national security issue. And yes, it builds jobs and builds the economy and all that as well, but we have to have the energy that we're granted in this nation. Pennsylvania is a good example. The natural gas resources of this nation are unparalleled. We can power the nation, and that it's reprehensible to think that we're limiting the ability of well-meaning individuals to take this natural gas in particular, but other sources of energy as well, and distribute it around the nation. And it's I think, reflective of a larger disconnect that the Biden administration and progressives have in general, which is the false narrative that the world is getting greener, therefore destroy anything that has any carbon elements to it. The Green New Deal, scientifically, is impossible. Forget about the policy and the economy. It's just scientifically not feasible. You're making up a story, and then that fable gets endorsed, and the fable's unhappy ending is you shut down every business that's involved with making energy in this country, unless it's, you know, a wind turbine or a windmill. But we can't power the U.S. economy with windmills. That's, you know, way less than 10% of our economic, of our energy needs. So we have got to be respectful of what people who are true world experts in energy have been barking and being ignored about for over 10 years.
We're talking with Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, Republican candidate for United States Senate, and of course of television and medical fame. Now, Doctor, there's been a... I guess they're a piece with each other, but a defund the police because of supposed systemic racism, and then a teaching of criminal race theory in our schools, and then the racism lies regarding voting and so many other aspects of everyday life. Tell us your positions on those general issues, generally and specifically.
You know, I every time I talk to police officers or people in law enforcement, I was just with Joe Peters at lunch that Mr. Preet organized for me. And I, you know, you talk to these folks, and it's pretty clear there's a lot of demoralized police officers risking their lives, doing everything they can to help this country do better. And all they get is a double dose of you're a bad person and you're killing people. Let me give you a number. There are 6,000 police officers in Philadelphia, which is the murder capital right now, right? 540-plus murders last year. They had less than 5 discharges, apparently. I'll say it again. 6,000 officers, 5 times a gun went off. This is not a shooting spree of police officers who are well-trained individuals, bravely out there trying to protect us. And so we have got to get serious about the impact of on people who are desperately trying to make this country safe and push back on some of, in the case of Philadelphia, a Soros-funded prosecutor who refuses to enforce the law. And by doing that, you also send a message to kids that the law doesn't matter. The covenant we have with our government is clear. We pay our taxes. We do the right thing. They protect us. And they're breaking that covenant. They're not protecting us in our homes, in our own streets. They're not protecting us on our borders. They are inexcusable.
We're talking with Dr. Oz, Republican candidate for United States Senate. Criminal race theory, called critical race theory, has seeped into our education, along with teaching gender studies, essentially, to people who are kids who are prepubescent. Give us your thoughts on education policy.
Well, I like your nomenclature. So critical race theory came from critical theory, which was a rewriting of communist rhetoric 100 years ago. It was a whitewashing of what they were really trying to get at. Critical race theory is based on the same concepts. It's a Marxist ideology that's designed to destroy what America represents under the cover of saying that it's for bringing more race equality to our nation. I don't think it accomplishes that. And I think that what America needs to do is to focus on facts that our kids have to be taught values that are reflected in their parents' beliefs. And that's what happens with gender studies as well. In fact, much of what we're hearing happening in schools is problematic for me because I don't want my kids, who I will argue I love more than anyone else loves them, and you love your kids more than anyone else loves them. Why do I want some third party that's been indoctrinated taking them away and giving them and sharing with them insights that are not the ones? To your point, prepubescent kids, when you expose them to these ideas, their brains are not fully evolved. They're not used to hearing this stuff. They don't know how to process it. They can't defend themselves. You take advantage of them by doing that. And we've allowed this to happen in an unfettered way for far too long. And the reason for that, and Don, that's the reason I'm running, because we have to get serious about the fact that our values are being taken away from us. And shows like yours, Bob, make a big difference. Because when you show up in there and you tell people to their face, no, what you're saying I don't agree with, you actually are allowing Republicans to say what they see. Unfortunately, and everyone listening right now, because you got a lot of fans out there, ask yourself, are you really saying what you see? Are you truly feeling that you're safe? Or you maybe get fired or demoted or people won't talk to you, be chastised, people make fun of you? Is that the dynamic you're in? Because I bet that's what you're feeling. And part of the reason I'm running to be the next senator from the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is I want to make it safe to be Republican again.
That sounds like a heck of a platform. I call it criminal race theory, doctor, because it's a criminal assault on historical study and on history of this country. And that's where I got it from, and I'll continue to call it criminal race theory. Now, one of the things that's been very insidious, hasn't been much reported on in the media, except maybe here and there on Fox. The Biden administration, through the Justice Department and other mechanisms it has within its control, including the FBI, seems to be trying to establish a police state which attacks everything from soccer moms upset about criminal race theory and other theories being taught in their schools to just vanilla conservatives who own businesses on Main Street. It's very scary. What does Senator Oz do about this insidious attack on our beliefs?
Well, this is where the Senate has a big role, because you have the power to subpoena people to speak in front of you. You can ask them tough questions. I watched Rand Paul, who's a good friend, do this to Dr. Fauci, who's uncovered much of the errors that occurred in his management of COVID and the dishonesty that surrounded those errors. The same thing should be done to our Justice Department. I do not want to weaponize the Justice Department to take advantage of American citizens who happen to have different beliefs than the current administration. I don't want the same thing. I don't want the IRS to do things special, different for Republicans. Thank you. We need to be able to say what we believe is important. Otherwise, our country will suffer. And I'll give you a living, talking example. Australia. Oh, if you look at what Australia has done with the COVID lockdowns, which are bordering on inhumane, and then they take what happened, as you know, I talked about it last night on Fox News, the Djokovic player, tennis player, you know, number one in the world, and you basically toss him out of your country because although he had COVID a month ago and has recovered fully and not contagious and not dangerous, you think that you want to make an example of him. And no one bats an eyelash. The reason we don't have that yet in America is because of Republicans. Because we'll raise holy you know what if that were to occur in Australia. They've lost that ability to push back. We have to take back the middle.
Well, Dr. Oz, I am honored you came on the program. Anytime you have something to say to the people of Northeast Pennsylvania, you are welcome here.
Well, Bob, I've enjoyed speaking with you. Your reputation is well earned. As someone who does broadcasting, or used to for a living, I appreciate your talents in that area. I look forward to a long friendship.
All right, my man. Thank you. Dr. Mehmet Oz, Republican candidate for United States Senate. He's here in Northeast Pennsylvania and joined us for the half hour. Thank you again, doctor. We'll be talking soon and following it all.